And now this is a dictation for Duane, D-U-A-N-E, Giles, G-I-L-E-S, October 745, address as a letter, Dr. Strong, S-T-R-O-N, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Strong, follow up for Mr. Giles, has chronic kidney disease, multiple myeloma on remission after autologous bone marrow transplant. Last visit was in March, comes accompanied with wife. Follows through Detroit Cancer Center. He's already 10 years since transplant and looks very stable. Some soft to hard stools intermittently. I did an extensive review system, which is negative. Medication list review, notice the Norvasc losartan of diuretics, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Apparently was taking a high dose, and that was decreased to standard dose 5 milligrams twice a day. Remains on prostate treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. He is already off the Revlimid, R-E-V-L-I-M-I-D, for the last 2 years. Pressing weight is stable, 160. Blood pressure by nurse close to 130-68. Alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, lungs cardiovascular normal, no ascites or tenderness, no edema non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine at 1.3, which is baselined, GFR around 40, normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium, phosphorus not available, prior one not elevated, PTH minor increase as part of chronic kidney disease, anemia 12.6 with a normal white blood cell and platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. We have a long conversation with patient and wife. Somehow they were concerned or being told that his kidney numbers are changing to the worse. I mentioned to him that at least since March 2024, when the GFR was around 25, I'm not sure what happened at that time, since then, stable number has been around GFR of 40, stage 3B, and without any progression, without any symptoms. He has appropriately well controlled, tolerating losartan. Prior HCTC was discontinued. I believe that's when the creatinine was worse. There has been no need to supplement potassium or bicarbonate. There has been no need to treat secondary hyperparathyroidism, which is mild, no need for phosphorus binders, no need for EPO treatment, all chemistries appear stable. I don't see any reversible factor. Prior imaging, CT scan, urogram from 2 years back, August 2023, there was no obstruction. Does have enlargement of the prostate, and there was no documented urinary retention. We will continue the same regimen, chemistries in a regular basis, and plan to see him back in 6 months. All questions answered. I try to explain any potential misunderstanding. Things are stable, end of dictation.